Good morning. It's time for the Estate and Medicaid Planning Show with the Herzog Law Firm.
Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64?
Good morning. My name is Dave Kubikian.
And I'm Jane Marie Schaefer.
Hi, Jane Marie. Jane Marie and I are two of the attorneys from the Herzog Law Firm, and some combo of us and Phil and Kim are here every single weekend talking to you about all that good stuff, the estate planning, tidbits that you're dying to know about, all the all the changes in the laws when it comes to Medicaid and long-term care. It's fun stuff, right, John?
I think it is.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah. So, come on.
It's pretty fun. Yeah.
Call.
It's a call-in show. You can reach us at 518-476-5900. And if you wanted to see Jane Marie or Phil or myself in one of our three offices in Albany, Kingston, and Saratoga Springs, you could reach us at 518-465-7581. Good morning, Jane Marie.
Good morning. I feel like it's been a while since we've been together.
I was thinking the exact same thing.
Yeah.
I think you're right. Mm-hmm.
I mean, we see each other just about every day,
well,
but
of course,
this is nice,
that's right.
And we get to hang out with John.
Yes, that's right.
What a thrill.
It seems like today might be the last beautiful day for a little bit.
Oh, yeah. It's going to get pretty cold.
And rainy.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. I'm looking at the weather right now, yeah.
How about Monday? What's Monday looking like?
Monday, mostly cloudy, 57. Mm-hmm. Overnight low, 36.
Oof.
Oh, wow.
Ooh.
That means it'll be frost out by me, so.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
Well, it was a good run, right?
It was.
I mean, May was beautiful,
and then
September, God, September was incredible.
September was
But it's always
warm.
Good to have a fall. You know, it's always nice to have a fall instead of just the hot to cold real fast, which we've had before.
Have you ever lived in climates where it didn't really change? I've always been a New Yorker, so I don't.
I haven't.
No, I never have.
My husband did, and he missed the change of seasons.
Yeah, I would too.
Yeah.
I think part, you know, like I'm a Met fan, and I feel like that's prepared me for life because life is not all ups, it's mainly downs, and et cetera. Being in a climate like this where it changes, I think it's really important because there are days where, like you said, 36, right? Low of 36.
Yeah. Right.
There will be a day in February that's sunny and a high of 36, and we'll be like, that's a beautiful
Woo-hoo.
Day.
Yep. Right.
Yeah, it's
that's
about
right.
freezing, hey.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it's all about perspective, and I feel that's what, you know, I don't. As much as I would love to, like, golf year-round, I think I need the changes.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, gives you perspective.
Michael said it was just, you know, it got too much of being this. He lived in Florida, so.
Yeah.
But it was that's a whole other story.
Well, it really is.
He was a Florida man.
Just for a couple of years, and it was like the late 70s, his mom got divorced and moved to Florida.
Mm.
That was like a thing. Yeah.
That's just not for me, that climate. I mean, hot. My brother is down there. He's just every day.
Hot.
Is miserable and sticky and all that stuff.
Well, if any of our clients have places down there, I hope your places are still okay, especially on the West Coast.
Yeah.
We have a lot, you know, there's a lot of upstaters that are like Fort Lauderdale and South, and then there's a whole bunch that are like
West Coast,
Siesta Keys, Tampa Bay, all
you know,
that stuff.
That's true. That's true. And a lot of them, surprisingly, do listen to Magic here on the app.
Really?
Yep. From Florida. Yeah.
I didn't realize.
I hear from them all the time.
Oh, that's
great. I used to live in Albany. We listen to you now in Florida. And
I'll tell you what, Jane Marie, a lot of them have New York Medicaid trusts.
Right. A frequent question we get is, can I still use that trust? I'm planning on moving to Florida when I retire.
And what do you say?
Of course.
It just happens to be a trust governed by New York rules. You know, like I tell people, if you have a credit card, you're normally, to the extent you actually mail a check to the credit card company, it's what, North Carolina or one of the Dakotas or Delaware. It's because those have good rules for those credit card companies, those jurisdictions. And New York's got a pretty good gig here. I mean, Jamer, you're from Massachusetts. Mm-hmm. A Medicaid application in Massachusetts is a whole other to-do compared
different,
to New York.
It's completely different over there. So, and yeah, I think New York is better. So.
I don't think people realize how good it is in New York. For example, retirement accounts. We know in New York, John, I think you know this. We've talked about it a bunch.
Yeah.
A retirement, an IRA, right?
Mm-hmm.
$1 million in an IRA. That is not an asset in New York when it comes to long-term care and Medicaid.
but in Massachusetts, it is. So a huge difference, because retirement accounts are usually one of the largest assets you have besides your home.
Right.
And, you know, in Massachusetts, you'd have to do completely different planning. Wouldn't be able necessarily to protect the whole retirement account. Yeah.
Have you ever dealt with New Jersey?
For Medicaid?
Or just in general?
Oh, yeah. I actually, a long time ago in another world, I was a licensed New Jersey attorney.
Really?
Yeah.
So they don't do the spouse refusal thing that New York does.
Mm-hmm.
We've had a couple fact patterns where clients have some property down in Jersey, and and you know, I've been I got an education on a phone call with a New Jersey attorney who's like, I can't believe you guys can get away with what you get away with in New York.
Well, maybe everybody should go by what we do here in New York. I mean, the entire 50 states.
I think we have very common sense rules.
Yeah, right.
So there's a statute.
But state to state, you're right. When people move, that's got to be confusing.
So thankfully, if you have a New York trust, that trust is governed by the laws stated in that trust. So our trust, it's a New York trust governed by New York law.
Yeah.
And one of the most important statutes in New York says that in the state of New York, an irrevocable trust can be revoked if all interested parties agree. And it's such a common sense statute. People say to me, they're like, of course, in New York, you can revoke irrevocable. I say, no, this is fantastic because it means that if everyone who's got a say is on board, well, then why are we stuck with the rules of a trust?
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
And sometimes this applies to, you know, we're going to leave money in trust for a grandkid for the rest of their lives, and it turns out we're leaving $3,000 in trust for them. It doesn't make sense to just keep $3,000 in trust forever. So you know what? If everyone agrees, all interested parties agree, we can get rid of that example.
Yeah.
And other states don't have that statute, because I talked to Connecticut is one I was thinking of. Had a case over there, and you can't change the trust. You're
so
stuck with what
that,
you did
to that money.
Well, this we're slowly easing into this. What does irrevocable actually mean? Because it really does matter where you live, and it really does matter what kind of trust you have. And we tend to have accountants and financial advisors, and then the result of that, clients who come in, who think that irrevocable really is, you know, irrevocable. And I tell people irrevocable is not irrevocable. It's just not revocable. And then they look at me and they think you're
crazy.
And then I talk about analogies that we're not going to talk about today.
Thank God.
I don't want to upset J. Marie. But it's true. In New York, the rules are really good. Like, people say a lot of things about New York, J. Marie. When it comes to our area of law,
yes,
I love New York.
Yeah, Medicaid planning in New York is great. You know, people complain about income taxes, and okay, yes, but for what we do, I think this is not only that the laws are good here, but we have home care, community Medicaid.
Oh, that's a whole other
thing. Which
but
is
it's great. Yeah,
it's not as robust in other states. Some states have very don't offer much of that at all. Like Florida is one that does not have a lot of home care.
Well, they have a lot of
and they
need.
Should. And they have
they
a lot have, of, yes.
A lot of
I
need.
I said they should. They have a lot of need.
It's a nice way to say that.
That's true. So it's a great program in New York.
Well, imagine this, guys. So you can create a trust that leaves money to whoever you want, however you want. You want to give money to grandkids? Great. You want to hold it over 10 years? Fantastic. Leave money to the right people. You can avoid probate. We do not have to go through surrogates court when you pass away one day.
Yeah.
Your family has a streamlined process to dividing up your assets. During your life, we are protecting your assets. Protecting from who? Well, in case we have long-term care needs, you are not forced to spend down the money in this specific kind of trust.
Very important.
If there's assets in the trust, Jamie, like a house, you get all the exemptions you always had. If you sell your house, you get the capital gains exclusion for selling your primary residence, just like you still own the house. And you could decide to sell it. And the proceeds will be just as protected as the house was.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Money can be taken out through New York law through this revocation thing.
If you'd like to,
And you still could fire your trustees and your beneficiaries if they don't agree with you.
And you can change it, right?
You can change your trustees, yeah. So yeah. you have
all these.
I don't want to say control, but you have a lot of control, right?
You have control.
You have control over the trust.
You are the boss. I have a new analogy for you, Jamie.
It's not toasters and ovens.
No, it's not. It's not okay. Toasters and ovens, but it's close.
Oh, boy.
And what brought it up was a client who was in a kind of in a rush to do their plan because they're going on a trip. Mm-hmm. They were going to Europe.
Mm-hmm.
And they were having some problems with the idea of irrevocable and you know, oof, it right. sounds official and formal and final. And I said, well, where are you going in Europe? And they're going to like the eastern, mm-hmm. couple countries on the eastern part of Europe. And I said, okay, what plane are you taking? And they said the airline. It's like, well, so you got to pick where you're going and how you're getting there, and you probably know where you're staying.
Yeah.
But you're not driving that plane, mm-hmm. right? You're not going to be the pilot of that plane. Mm-hmm. You're going to say you're in control of your vacation, mm-hmm. because you're deciding what's going to happen,
mm-hmm.
when it's going to happen, why it's going to happen. You could decide to cancel the trip if you wanted to.
Yep.
But you're putting your hands your life in the hands of the pilot.
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But we think we control the process of booking our own vacation, because mm-hmm. you do. But right. we do have other ancillary people involved. So it's not an oven and toaster analogy, mm-hmm. Jamie, but what do you think?
It's a good analogy.
You're the boss.
Yeah, you're the boss of it.
I don't think she likes it, John.
Well, because you can't fire and replace the pilot. There we go.
Well, you could decide to get another flight.
Okay, you could.
Yeah, okay,
mm-hmm. you could.
You're the boss.
You're the boss. You could do another flight.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we'll work on it. We're going to workshop this, and if anyone wants to call it 518-476-5900, just to say it was a good or bad analogy, I would appreciate the feedback. That would be great.
Yeah,
Jamie's making looks, giving me looks.
If I get on board and I see the pilot and I don't like him, well, I'm going to get off. You know, so. All right, we'll work on it.
Well, no, you're right. There's flaws in every analogy, guys. I'm sorry.
It's kind of funny when you think about it, though. You walk on the plane. I don't like that guy.
I don't like that pilot.
I'm getting off.
That's right.
Oh, have a drink and sit down. It'll be fine. So, Jeremy, I had this fact pattern that you would think that I made it up for purposes of illustrating how important it is to plan, but I didn't make it up. It is 100% true.
We have... amazing fact patterns every week, right?
Mm-hmm. This is egregiously amazing. This does not. This can't be.
That can't be.
A gentleman and his wife, who was his second spouse, and a couple of his kids came into Kingston about 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
They filled out the client questionnaire, and the last page of our questionnaire is a list of properties.
Right.
And it has like space for like three?
I think it's three. Four. Yeah.
So he had photocopied that six or seven times.
Oh my gosh.
He had 20
properties. Wow.
They were all in his name.
Uh-huh. Wow.
Yeah.
Individually. Mm-hmm. Right. No LLCs, no co-owners, no nothing. And he wanted to have some properties go to his spouse. He wanted a lot of properties to go to his own kids from mm-hmm. a prior relationship.
Right.
And I said to him, well, look, I worry about protecting money, but these are lots of properties. They add up to large numbers.
Right.
And you're illiquid, but you have a lot of money.
Right.
Right. So maybe long-term care Medicaid isn't the biggest thing we're looking at, although we could technically protect assets. But I said, you are going to have a nightmare one day with probate. And the right. fact that you have a second spouse, mm-hmm. the rights of a spouse, right. et cetera, et cetera. And we signed to proceed,
mm-hmm.
but they never proceeded. They didn't want to proceed.
That happens sometimes. Yep.
Mm-hmm. What also happens, Jamie, is that sometimes people pass away.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And you know where I'm mm-hmm. going? This yes. gentleman did pass mm-hmm. in the last
right.
month.
Mm-hmm.
And I had an initial conversation with his family, which was, oh boy.
Yes. This is what I was warning you about.
Dad passed with 20 properties. And right. even if everybody agrees as to where everything's going to go, it's still a probate with all of these assets that need to be administered. And they had really important basic questions like, where do rent checks go?
Absolutely. Yeah.
And how do we pay the bills?
Yes.
And I think what we're going to have to do is talk about that after the break and after likely our caller. Mm-hmm. So what do you say, John?
Probably a good idea. We'll take a break and we'll take a call.
We'll be right back with the second half of the Herzog Law Firm's Estate and Medicaid Planning Show right after this.
You've been listening to the Estate and Medicaid Planning Show with the Herzog Law Firm. Join us every week to learn more about protecting the assets you've worked hard for, options available for Medicaid planning, and more. With offices located in Corporate Woods in Albany, Saratoga Springs, and 130 North Front Street in Kingston, our attorneys are here to help you. If you'd like to schedule an appointment to speak with David, Jane Marie, or Phil, please call us during normal business hours Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. To contact us in Albany or Saratoga offices, call 518-465-7581 or our Kingston office at 845-338-6405. Let the Herzog Law Firm help navigate a plan that works for you and your family. Now back to the Estate and Medicaid Planning Show with the Herzog Law Firm.
Good morning. We're back. My name is Dave Kubikian.
And I'm Jane Marie Schaefer.
And Jane Marie, we have a caller. His name's Larry. He lives in Slingerlands. Good morning, Larry. How are you?
Good morning.
What's up?
You were talking about irrevocable trusts.
We were.
So I have a couple questions about that, and then maybe make some changes. We have irrevocable trusts, and from what you said, you can change the trustee, correct?
Yeah, so you said you have a
irrevocable.
Oh, you have, yes.
Mm-hmm. Just what you're talking about.
Yes.
So I can change the trustee, correct?
If you did one of our trusts, yes, absolutely. If you didn't do one of our trusts, then we got to read the trust. But likely you could change a trustee.
Number two, can I change the beneficiaries?
If it's ours, for sure, and most likely if it's a different kind of trust, you probably could change your beneficiaries.
Okay. And number three, these are yours, by the way.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah.
And number three, can you change the distribution from the trust?
Yeah. Yeah, that's the beneficiaries. You could decide you did want to leave some money to Jane Marie and myself and John if you wanted.
No, that wasn't the question.
Oh. Oh, okay.
But yeah, so we could consider that.
Yes, yeah, you could change everything. You could change the who gets what.
Who gets what. Perfect. All right, I guess I have to make an appointment.
Absolutely. And Jane Marie, why don't you tell her, how easy is it, like what goes into changing this trust?
Yeah, it's just a trust amendment. So very easy. Short document, easy to read. And
short also equals cheap. So
right.
it's very inexpensive for you to change your documents whenever you feel like it.
Okay, and to make an appointment, you're open, what, 5 days a week?
5 days a week, except for Monday. We're closed on Columbus Day.
That's
but
right.
Yeah, give us a call. You know the number, 465-7581.
I do. Okay.
Thanks, Larry.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Unbelievably easy. And yeah. And back to this whole irrevocable thing. I thought it was irrevocable. You can't change irrevocable. That's nonsense. Of course you could change irrevocable. It's just irrevocable is about how you take money out of the trust.
Right.
You do it by yourself or you can't do it by yourself. That's revocable or irrevocable. Changing who gets what, Jay Marie?
Easy.
Whenever you feel like it.
That's
if,
right.
If your trust allows, and our trusts always allow.
Right.
So back to this gentleman, Jay Marie. 20 properties.
Right.
He's married. He was happily married. Second spouse. It seems like everyone got along. Everyone understood what was supposed to happen. The problem is, without a will, gentleman who's married,
so he had
and
no
has
will
kids
and no trust,
and had nothing.
Even, nothing.
They came in with we had going to get our plan together, and then
yep.
I think they got cold feet.
Mm-hmm.
But now New York State has a plan for them,
right? Intestacy law.
So he's going to get. His spouse is going to get $50,000 plus one half of all assets,
right?
And then his children, his blood children, will split everything else,
right? And it's not a bad plan, but we don't know if that's what he wanted, right?
Absolutely correct. And you know, the big difference between going through court, whether it's a probate because you had a will or you didn't have a will, it's called an administration. The difference between that whole thing and immediately the next day. Successor trustee mm-hmm. can say to the tenants, here's where your checks
yeah,
go.
Right.
And they could immediately make payments on National Grid and the tax. Look, they said to me, taxes are due on some of these properties. We didn't make all the payments yet on the school taxes.
Oh,
I said, you're not making them yet.
That's right.
And I told them, you know, perhaps you can call the county or the town and say, hey, there's been a death. We're working on getting authority to sign. Can you hold off on the interest and penalties?
Right.
But what a mess.
That is going to be a big mess.
Let's see what John thinks about it. John in Clifton Park. Good morning. How are you?
I'm excellent. How are you this morning?
I'd be better if this client had done a trust when I told him to do a trust. But besides that, we're good.
Oh, I'm in a good spot then. I have one of your Medicaid trusts.
Great.
And I have a question about one of the new IRS rulings, 2023-2.
Oh, I know this one.
Yes.
It's relative to the step-up basis.
Yes.
On assets in the trust.
Well, not when you say the trust, it's not actually your trust they're talking about, though, thankfully.
Oh.
So, if we may, Jamrie, I'll take a stab at explaining this. So there was when you die, if you had certain control over your property, either you owned it or certain incidents of ownership, they call it, when you die, your beneficiaries no longer have a capital gains issue on a lot of the properties, right? We're not talking about retirement. We're talking about like real estate and other assets. There was a revenue ruling that seemed to threaten that for the trust we've always been talking about. It said that there is no step up in a tax basis for a certain kind of trust, and it described it very similar to what our trusts are, but they were actually talking about something called, and I'm sorry I'm saying this on the radio because everyone's going to fall asleep, an intentionally defective grantor trust. It's a trust that was trying to do even more than what our trusts do when it comes to gifting and exemptions and stuff like that. Thankfully, these Medicaid trusts keep in your hands so much power that this revenue ruling doesn't apply to you and your family will get a step up in the tax basis. We've had a lot, Jamrie, of phone calls with financial advisors and accountants and, of course, clients. They read an article, which is great, and then they call, which is, by the way, we don't charge for phone calls. Come on and call us in the office, and we'll explain this to you. Thankfully, this revenue ruling, John, does not apply to the Medicaid trust we do. You have more control than needed, and so you're going to get the step up because of a number of different factors, a number of different ways you control your trust.
Excellent. Yeah, I have a lot of stock, which is very old and has a lot of capital gains value in it, and I'm just concerned about when I transferred that into my estate, or into my trust, rather.
No, you're
good.
Oh, okay, that's good news. That's good news.
All right, that's good. Thank you.
We
got a lot of calls about that, similar to, you know, to you, that clients were very concerned about it, and it's always nice when we can give them good news, right?
It's the Holy Grail. We never want to give that up. Whenever we do a trust. And so if we're able to check off all our boxes, we control our money, we're protecting our money, we're avoiding probate, and then we know that all the capital gains that John had in his stocks melt away and his family gets money tax-free, holy cow.
Mm-hmm.
Sign me up.
That's right.
I got a couple texts here, Jamrie, from the lovely Isabel Kubikian.
Oh.
The very lovely Isabel Kubikian, who's listening right now. And we do have a bunch of events coming up. But we're in Alzheimer's Walk season.
I was going to ask you that, yeah.
I'm laughing because she's reminding you.
Yes, she is.
That's her job, yes.
Yeah. I could also tell you what I have to get from the grocery store
on the way home. Sure.
So on the 17th, coming up on the 17th, there's actually a trivia night at the Tavern up in Queensbury, which is on Aviation Road. So the Tavern is hosting a trivia night where a portion of the proceeds are going towards the Alzheimer's Association drive to raise money through these walks.
It's this Thursday.
We actually in the office had a panini truck outside our office.
Oh, yeah?
And there was an hour long wait to get a panini, but 50% of the proceeds there were donated back to the Alzheimer's Association.
Wonderful.
Really great. And then we're also in Medicare season, Jamrie, and we have a couple programs with the 55 Plus magazine and Simplified Medicare, who we'll have some more information available on our websites. Too much to share right now, but it's if you are on Medicare or about to be on Medicare, first of all, happy birthday. And also, you really have a lot of options to think about.
Yeah, I've gotten some questions about that already. There's big changes with CDPHP and United Healthcare and St. Peter's, CDPHP and Albany Med. There's lots of stuff going on in that world. So, it's good to come learn and talk to an expert.
If you want more information on any of these events, probably the safest thing is to email us at info@herzoglaw.com. I would continue with these, but I really want to get back to this, Jane Marie, because we deal with probate, and people seem to think it's not a big deal to go through probate, but the pain in the you-know-what factor is kind of through the roof, because technically, Jane Marie, there's no one who could sign for the person who passed away at this point. This gentleman passed away. He owned a lot of things. He's landlord on a lot of things. He signed rental agreements. Right. No one can take his spot at the moment.
No, I mean, I'm immediately concerned that no one can take rent and pay bills until an executor is appointed. So, and that could be,
you're talking about a long process.
A long process, right. And everything's kind of frozen. And with 20 properties, there's something going on with one of those properties that probably has to be taken care of, right?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I'm sure that there's some tenant somewhere whose lease is going to need to be renewed or not renewed coming up for November 1st, right? That's just regular business.
Right. Yeah. Or some repair that needs to be done to one of the properties.
And even without a will, I mean, we like trust, but even just have a will, if nothing else, we don't know who that person's going to be that's in charge. And there's a statute that says who it's supposed to be. Guess what? Spouse wants nothing to do with it. Some of the children don't want anything to do with it. One of the children's spouses does, but they're not a blood relative. They're nothing.
They don't have a right to step in and be executor.
So just to figure out who's going to take the reins.
Right.
Let alone make the payments, but who's going to actually petition the court to be in charge of this estate? It is such a mess. And, when you have one house, you should avoid probate.
Yes. When you have two houses, one here and one in Florida, you should avoid
probate. When you have 20, you're testing our patience. You're really, seriously, because, disaster could have been averted, and I would characterize this as now a disaster fact pattern. The kind of one that, you'd see in a law school exam where you're spotting all the issues of what was wrong. And unfortunately, this is for someone we met with.
Yes.
I feel like I could have been more convincing. If only I had a better analogy on things, Jane Marie.
No, sometimes clients are just not ready to make that step, So I had a client come in yesterday with her sister, and her sister said, "Oh, I met with you about 4 years ago, and I wasn't ready to do it, but now I'm ready to go ahead."
Well, good on her for getting there.
Yeah, that's right. And so, takes some people some time, right, to get there.
The part of me who wants to be a wise guy would say, well, if she was ready 4 years ago, she'd be almost through
her 5-year period. And she did say that.
Yes. But you got to do it when you're ready.
That's right.
And sometimes, I wonder what made her ready. Maybe it was talking to friends or an event in her life or, something with her parents or who knows.
She didn't really say what made the difference, but I mean, maybe coming in because her sister was appointing her power of attorney, healthcare proxy. Maybe that her sister talked to her and got her to do it. Yeah.
Well, it's painful to go through the process in terms of realizing that we're all mortal and sometimes people just don't want to talk about those things. It's easier certainly not to plan ahead of time. Right. But when you do, there really are these different benefits. And most importantly, back to what we were talking about at the beginning, you don't give up much, right? You don't really give up control of anything.
That's right.
Maybe it's not you signing at a closing, it's your trustee, but you control it all.
You do. Enjoy the weekend.
Take care.
Thank you for listening to the Estate and Medicaid Planning Show with the Herzog Law Firm. For more information on their services, please visit HerzogLaw.com. If you would like to speak with one of their attorneys, please contact the Albany office at 518-465-7581 or their Kingston office at 845-338-6405.